From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Dutson, and these are your headlines for Monday, November 4th. 9 new voter assistance centers opened in Butte County over the weekend, 5 in Chico, 2 more in Oroville, and 1 in Durham and Gridley. You can go to a voter assistance center to fill out a ballot in person or still register to vote. All voter assistance centers are open every day until the election from 9 in the morning to 5 in the evening. On Election Day tomorrow, they're open from 7 in the morning to 8 at night. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife will be surveying elk population from the air this month across Northern California. The agency says flights will be conducted in parts of Modoc, Siskiyou, Lassen, and Shasta counties throughout November. Department scientists use the survey data to estimate the total population size of elk herds in different hunting zones or management units. This helps managers better understand the population relative to factors like habitat quality, habitat fragmentation, and human-wildlife conflict. The results are also used to make regulated harvest recommendations for hunters. Shasta County has been the epicenter of election denialism in the state, and the tension is taking a toll on election workers. CalMatters' Sergio Olmos reports.
Tanner Johnson was an account clerk with the Shasta County Registrar of Voters until last Wednesday.
I'm just done. I'm not even going to do the election. People are spread really, really thin. We've lost 9 full-time employees in the last year.
Johnson makes number 10. Joanna Franciscut, assistant clerk of the Registrar of Voters, confirmed this number. The day after Johnson quit his job, a group of 9 self-appointed election observers stood in the hallway of the Shasta County Elections Office, looking through a window at workers as they verified signatures on ballots. One observer named Elizabeth, who would not disclose her last name, said she didn't think the process was transparent because she wanted to be in the room with the workers.
It isn't transparent because to be transparent, you have to be able to hear them.
Tom Toller, who was appointed Shasta County Registrar this summer, was not available for an interview. His predecessor, longtime clerk Kathy Darling Allen, says Shasta is a microcosm of the stresses and threats election workers are facing nationwide.
That was CalMatters' Sergio Olmos. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed 3 emergency proclamations to help communities recover from wildfires. One is for Siskiyou County, which was affected by the Shelley Fire in July. The state of emergency proclamation allows the county to seek resources under the California Disaster Assistance Act for recovery efforts. Newsom also signed emergency proclamations for the city of Oceanside due to the Pier Fire and for Sierra County due to the Bear Fire. California has been the center of the tech world for decades. Now, the U.S. Department of Commerce has announced that it will headquarter the new National Semiconductor Technology Center in the Golden State and will build a new facility focused on things like research and design, new materials, and workforce development. NSPR's Ken Duvall says Governor Gavin Newsom cited several reasons the department chose California.
The governor pointed to the state's first-rate university system, its research institutes, and the concentration of leading tech companies as major factors behind the department's decision. It will likely be located in Sunnyvale. That's the heart of the Silicon Valley. It's good news for the state. Several industry giants, including Tesla, Hewlett-Packard, and Oracle, have relocated to other states with lower taxes, less stringent regulations, and cheaper housing.
Newsom says the new design and collaboration facility will generate an estimated $1 billion or more in research funding and directly create hundreds of jobs over the next decade. Chico has received a $1 million federal grant to restore commercial air services to the Chico Regional Airport. Officials announced Friday that the money will be used to eventually set up direct flights from Chico to Los Angeles. The grant comes from the Small Community Air Service Development Program, which targets small and rural communities in need of air transportation services. Polls will be open tomorrow on Election Day from 7 in the morning to 8 at night. If you're working during that time, you still have the right to vote. Mail-in ballots were sent a month before the election. They must be completed and mailed out on or before Election Day. If you choose to vote in person, California is one of 31 states where your employer is legally required to give you time off to vote. but some employers do require advance notice from employees, so be sure to let your work know if you'll need time off to vote tomorrow. You can find all of our local elections coverage on our website at mynspr.org/elections. With the election right around the corner, signs encouraging Shasta County residents to vote in school board elections have appeared in Reading and beyond. But nobody's quite sure who paid for the signs in the first place. To learn more, I spoke with Nevin Calipelli, who's been reporting on the issue for Shasta Scout.
They've been showing up like on people's front lawns, in front of businesses. They say parents' rights are under attack. Vote for school boards November 5th, I believe. So the signs don't actually endorse a specific candidate or a specific proposition.
As you were looking into these signs, were you able to get to the bottom of who put them up and why?
No. So in California, if you are running for office and you are making campaign signs that advocate for a specific proposition or for a specific candidate, the money that you spend on those signs, you have to disclose to the government. Because these signs don't have a specific candidate's name on them or a specific proposition, whoever paid for them doesn't have to disclose who they are.
And when the sign says that parents' rights are under attack, what is it talking about specifically?
The parents' rights issue sort of emerged in 2020, actually, like during the COVID lockdowns. So this is like an idea that was championed by organizations like Moms for Liberty, who claim to be founded on the idea of parents' rights being eroded by state and national governments. And so, like, in 2020, obviously, like, what they were talking about was mask mandates and things related to healthcare and vaccines. But in the current situation, a lot of the parents' rights conversations in the political arena are about, I guess, like the rights enshrined to trans students in schools. So there seems to be this kind of like idea that there's a lot of secret keeping happening in schools. So like if a student wants to use a different pronoun or a different name, the school like will accommodate it. And people who believe that parents' rights are under attack believe that schools are sort of like fostering this secret environment where students are using like a different gendered pronoun or a different name, and the parents have no idea what's going on.
So what made you want to report on this story right now?
At Shasta Scout, like, we follow school board meetings. We follow like updates that are happening in the public education system here, like, pretty extensively. So when we started to see these signs around town that said parents' rights were under attack, obviously we were curious. We wanted to know whether this was true or not. We talked to a lot of people in the education system. We solicited parents to come to us and tell us if they had any experiences of their rights being violated by schools. And we haven't been able to identify a single case in which what I described before was actually happening.
How has the debate around parents' rights and these notification policies been playing out in Shasta County?
The issue of parents' rights has become sort of like a culture war flashpoint. Four of the candidates who are running for the Shasta County Board of Education believe that the public school system and the state of California have fostered an environment in which teachers are keeping secrets from parents and are disempowering parents and introducing like very harmful political ideologies to their students. Whereas the other people who are running in the same race, like, do not believe that parents' rights are under attack. Many of them come from the education world or have worked in schools or are teachers, and they have personally attested that they have really good relationships with parents. This issue of parents' notifications has like never come up like in their many years of educating students. And it's just like really not an issue that anybody needs to be focusing on. They're much more concerned with the issues that have affected schools in Shasta County for a long time, like literacy and preventative education surrounding drug use and mental health services. So the parents' rights debate has sort of divided, I guess, ideologically this specific political race. I also want to say that the issue of parents' rights isn't necessarily like responding to the facts on the ground in Shasta County. It is an idea that has been popularized by national organizations like Moms for Liberty. The people who are representing Aurora Regino in court in Chico, she sued her school district over a parental notification issue. And there's another lawsuit that's happening between, or was happening between, I think, three different school boards in California and parents. They're being represented by one law agency, the Liberty Justice Center, that's based in Austin. I guess what I'm trying to say is like, there is sort of like a network of national organizations that are working together to advance this idea that parents' rights are under attack. It's not just something that is like an organic response to what's happening in Shasta County.
That was Shasta Scout News fellow Nevin Calipelli. And those were your headlines for Monday, November 4th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.